This is the Texas Standard.
Several Democratic mayors in D.C. for the annual conference of mayors chose to boycott President Trump's invitation to visit the White House yesterday. But the mayor of McKinney, Texas, who went to that meeting, says his colleagues missed an opportunity. Joining us from Washington, McKinney's mayor, George Fuller. Mr. Fuller, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Now, some Democrats chose to boycott this planned meeting with President Trump. I know Plano's mayor chose to boycott. Dallas's mayor, Mike Rawlings, I understand, went to the meeting, but he criticized the president's comments as divisive. Why did you decide to go?
You know, the meeting was billed to us as a meeting to discuss infrastructure and opioid epidemic, and specifically on infrastructure. That is a topic and subject very, very important to McKinney. And I felt that being able to have a dialogue, not necessarily with the president. I mean, he made comments. There was not an interactive discussion, but I knew that we had the ability to have an interactive discussion, which we did, with the intergovernmental affairs staff and about infrastructure. And that to me was important.
Now, let me ask you, most folks listening to us know that in municipal elections, they are nominally nonpartisan. Are you a member of a party? Are you Democrat, Republican?
It is a nonpartisan position. So I've actually worked extremely hard in avoiding that question, just purely from the standpoint that any and every political view I've got is checked at the door when I enter the mayor's office. So, you know, this is about a city and it's about the welfare of a city. It's not about the welfare of any political party or any specific group.
But as I understand it, you were on Fox and Friends this morning saying that Democratic mayors missed an opportunity with this boycott. What'd you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, those weren't my words on the Democratic mayors. I don't know if the mayors that boycotted, I actually couldn't tell you if they were all Democratic. They were Democratic and Republican, but they chose to boycott based on the Department of Justice, the letters that were sent out to, I think, 23 different cities. Whether they were all Democratic mayor cities, I don't know. What I do feel is that for McKinney, it was an opportunity not to be missed.
The letters that you were referring to, these were letters from the Department of Justice that were aimed at sanctuary cities, saying that there might be a cutoff of funds. Did you sense from the president's comments that there was a certain belligerence, as many have described it? Well, as your colleague in Dallas, Mayor Rawlings, has described it.
Well, I would, how do I want to answer that question? I mean, I'll answer it as honestly as I can. And that is, do I feel that the president's comments in that meeting were in line with what that meeting was billed to us as? No, they weren't. He spent a few minutes on infrastructure and spent a lot of time on immigration and talking about those cities that were boycotting. And again, what was billed to us was a meeting to discuss infrastructure and opioids. So in that regard, you know, I was disappointed that his time was spent on that. It was, again, not what the meeting was billed to be.
Mayor, I know your time is tight, but I want to ask one other final question, if I can. You know how
Sure.
polarized politics have become. It's crept into our social life. It's, you know, hard to have conversations that are civil sometimes. Are you concerned that your willingness to go on to the White House and attend this meeting, that you might have to pay a political price for it?
You know, it's funny you ask that question. I have taken from what I hear, I stay off social media best I can these days. But yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me that our country has become so divisive that you have far right, far left that are very, very loud. And I think that, you know, what ends up happening is people are missing the reason, missing the importance of why I and every other mayor that chose to be there was there. It wasn't about a photo op with a president. It wasn't about any of that. It was about being able to go and discuss needs of your community. And when I was running for mayor, I believe if I had asked that question and said, hey, if I have the opportunity to go to the White House and voice a concern specifically on infrastructure, if I have the opportunity to do that, do you want me to go and speak on behalf of our community? I would imagine far left and far right and down the middle alike would be a resounding yes. But the moment that actually happens, you know, there I am in a picture with the president or at the White House, people forget about that, and it becomes now a divisive issue, as if my presence speaks to a political view or political stance. And all the rhetoric online and all the rhetoric and the divisiveness that's happening from both sides is absurd, it's disappointing, and it is the most indicative thing of where our country is, the reason why our country is in the state it is in. And it's sad. It's sad.
George Fuller is the mayor of McKinney, Texas. He's been speaking with us from Washington, D.C. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for speaking with us and for your candor, too. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.